Support for Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine comes from UK Healthcare, recently designated a comprehensive stroke center by the Joint Commission, the highest honor they bestow and the only institution in Lexington to receive this designation. Details, ukhealthcare.uky.edu. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. We're sort of breaking format because I'm interviewing Dr. Greg about a simulation you just recently underwent that really resonated with you.
Courtesy of UK Work Life, Terry Weber, Ann Bassoni, and also recognizing that this is National Mental Health Awareness Month, I did the virtual dementia tour, something developed by Second Wind Dreams, a senior version of Make-A-Wish, that had me at the Gaines Center here on campus. And you'll hear a lot of traffic, background noise, that sort of thing. The windows were open. It was a very hot day. And this was one of the more amazing experiences of my professional life.
This required you to really put your trust in people and sort of guiding you through this. So talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. It was an exercise in trust. What Terry had me do was actually put on various things in order to simulate the lack of ability to hear, the decreased vision, the decreased ability even to think in a clear and logical manner, to have challenges in walking and getting around the house that quite literally and figuratively put me in the shoes of a patient struggling with dementia.
The next thing you do is your dominant hand. Are you right-handed?
Right-handed.
Okay. So I'm going to bind your thumb and your forefinger together.
Okay.
And primarily the binding and the gloves and these little bumpies and stuff, just arthritis. Those aches and pains that you hear our moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas talking about.
So three fingers bound on the left and thumb and forefinger on the right.
The next we're going to do is give you these glasses. And what they are is primarily mimicking eye ailments.
Yeah.
The yellowing is just the natural phase. The whites, gets thicker and yellows. The dots in the middle are mimicking macular degeneration, which is the most common eye ailment in people 65 and older. And then the felt on the side is going to block your peripheral vision. People who are in the middle to late stages of dementia, they have no peripheral vision. So literally their world is tunnel world, and this is about what they're seeing.
You have all of this done to you, then what happens?
Alan, one of the most jarring aspects of this experience was I was given a set of seemingly very simple tasks to perform. But because of the limitations that were placed on my ability to see, hear, feel, and even think properly, I was unable to do even those relatively simple things.
You need to find the white sweater and put it on. Write a 3-sentence note to your family.
I can't hear anything.
And put it in an envelope. Set the table for 4. Fold all the towels. Find medicine bottles. Take 2 pills from the large and 1 from the small. Your time starts now.
Even though it's actually been a while since I engaged in this with Terry and Ann, it's something I think about almost every day.
And it really affected you emotionally.
It really did, Alan. I thought of all the times in my life where perhaps I had some impatience with someone, and then to have it, in a very good educational way, thrust back in my face as to exactly what those individuals were struggling with, and to realize that impatience, though we have to acknowledge it, really has no place in the way we interact with folks who are struggling with this.
Dr. Greg, thanks again for sharing your story about this virtual dementia tour with our listeners.
Thank you, Alan.
And there's more information on Dr. Greg's virtual dementia tour at our website at wuky.org.